Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I am here with Rosemary.
Hello everybody.
You got your microphone all set?
Yep.
Adjusting, it keeps moving up and down. All right, we're here, we're ready. Welcome to our podcast for this week. We are a few weeks into Lent now.
Yes.
We're getting closer to the end. And this week you spoke about essentially the stations of the cross. And we talked about how Jesus makes his journey towards the cross on his last day. And you described it beautifully in saying it commemorates Jesus' last day on earth as a man. And I've heard of the stations of the cross, but I probably hadn't been described like that. Like, this is Jesus' last day. Like, I just hadn't thought about it like that, that this is his last day and these is this lead up. Like, I knew it was the lead up to his death, but thinking of it as his last day of as man.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, well, he wasn't just a man as we know, man and the Son of God, that it's, you know, we celebrate it normally all around the world on Good Friday. We are recommended to do it during Lent on Fridays of Lent. But I know my grandmother used to do it every first Friday in every month. Every month she
would go. My parish does that. So yes. every first Friday of the month.
Yes.
They'll do the Station of the Cross.
Because Lent is a special season where we're remembering what Jesus did for us on the cross. And that, especially that last day that is depicted on the 14 stations. And if you don't know what the 14 stations are, there is the traditional 14 stations, which most churches have around the room of the church, and they're depicted so beautifully. But also Pope John Paul II brought out ones that he called the scriptural way of the cross. And it's slightly different, but it's the same day celebrated. Now, you can say celebrated. Well, it's, you meditate on what Jesus did. You're praising him. You're praying and you're reflecting. Is that not a celebration that you are just so God-smacked of what he did for us?
I've done the Stations of the Cross through my life, but I wouldn't have done it consistently. Like, I certainly did it. There was one Lent that I went every Friday in Lent, and our parish had fish and chips beforehand, and then we'd go inside and we would do it. And Father would come out and he would move to each station, and then he would say, like I think you described in the video, he would say something and then we would all respond and we would sing a response. But it hasn't certainly been something that I've done very often. But I did like how you said it helps us to focus, because when we're thinking of each individual station, we can think of exactly that, the steps of where how Jesus had to journey. And you just described it as a mini pilgrimage.
Yes.
And I think you invented a word because you said we are pilgrimaging along, which I quite liked. But really, we go on that journey as well and just focus on each bit.
Yeah, and actually the depictions that are on the walls, I find, help me reflect. Generally, the priest or the deacon is sharing some prayers that are around that particular depiction. And I reflect when, you know, he was crowned with the thorns. And I reflect, oh my goodness, they're mocking him as king. They're giving him a crown, but it's a crown of pain and suffering. But he was a true king. They didn't see it. They slandered him, you know, when they whipped him. And I think, Lord, you were slandered, were beset upon, were made were made fun of, not just more than fun of, but you know what I mean? And I go, Lord, you understand when that happens to me in life sometimes, when people maybe treat me badly. And so I'm not saying I then throw it back on me, but I can understand more the humanity of Christ and what he did for us. But on top of that, that God would allow his son to be treated like this for us. And I just, if you just listen to some of the prayers, it helps you reflect or watch or, you know, look at the paintings or the part of the carvings and statues that they have.
Because there are lots of different ones around,
It really helps you on the way of the cross, on the story of that last momentous day of what Jesus did.
You shared that there was historically potentially the stations of the cross came because Mary would daily visit the different journey that Jesus went on.
They don't know. We don't really know. States. Now, what's tradition? Tradition is in the past, they didn't have paper. They didn't write stuff down. They didn't have cameras and depictions of what happened.
Yeah, we just get out the phone now. Oh, I better take a selfie or photo of that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They didn't have selfies.
Yeah.
They had their memory.
Mm.
And they passed story upon story down from generation to the next generation to the next generation. And traditionally it was that Mary, in remembering what her son had done, followed the way of the cross. They lived there, remember? They you know, they were in the midst of the whole thing. And even if it's not true, how beautiful that someone has, say, pass that on, but that some people must have, this, you know, we do it now, don't we? Go on a tour of Jerusalem.
We do,
and a tour, and we go, this is where he was born, and this is where he, you know, was a wedding feast of Cana, and this is where the Garden of Gethsemane, and this is where. And it just brings to home that it's true reality. He actually did walk the earth. He actually did die for us. And that I think for me just blows me away.
So that's where it becomes really real.
Yes.
That we're thinking about, this was a human on earth who by the miracle of God was also divine, was God himself, but that he walked these steps
with us.
Yes.
You know, it's not just a fabrication or a UFO or whatever, you know. You can go and trace all the steps, all the things that have been depicted in the Gospels of what happened.
I love some of the beautiful quotes that you brought in talking about St. John Vianney. Let us go often to the foot of the cross. We will learn what he has done for us and what we can do for him. And then St. Leo the Great says, the cross is the source of all blessings. And just how much when we do just think about the cross, which was the greatest expression of his love for us.
But that's the culmination, really, of our whole lives. If Jesus had not died on the cross, we don't have a life. Because we don't have, after this life, we don't have eternity to go to. It's over. It's done. We're gone. But he did come. And he not just walked with us and taught us and loved us. He then died for us so we can do that forever with him. It is the greatest love ever shown.
My probably favourite quote that you shared was about St. Teresa of Lisieux, who said, look at his face, his wounds, look Jesus in the face. There you can see how he loves us. And I just thought that was so powerful, because if I can imagine Jesus on the cross as I would picture Jesus, and if I look at his eyes, like I'm imagining, you know, sweat running down that face, tears, dirt, and if you look into his eyes, that's love, just looking down us in its messiness of the crucifixion.
Yes, and, you know, we can only imagine what our brains can imagine.
Yep.
We get the blessing of wonderful actors who over the years have depicted Jesus in movies and scenes.
Mm.
But no way does that even express the face of God, the face of love. But it does help us when we close our eyes and see that face of Jesus on the cross, see his body. It does help us understand a bit more of what he did for us. And this love that must always exuded from his eyes.
Mm.
It's seen in all the Gospels. It's seen in everything ever written about him.
Mm.
Why would it stop when he's on the cross?
Mm.
It doesn't stop because he knows what he calls out. It is finished. Mm. I've done it.
Mm.
I've achieved what I've come to achieve.
Mm. Mm.
And the jubilation and the love in his eyes must have been amazing. On top of that, though, the sorrow, because he was also suffering.
Mm.
He was also in pain.
Mm.
But the love overrided everything.
Mm. Mm. It's amazing. So this week, our weekly challenge is to reflect on the Stations of the Cross. And maybe for some of us, this will be a new thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
If you can, go to what is done in your church or parish.
Mm.
If you can't, you can look up the Stations of the Cross and do it yourself.
Mm.
There's often, again, we have a wonderful thing called Google or the computer, and you can actually bring up pictures depicted in churches and to help you reflect upon, and there's the prayers you can find as well. You can look up books on the Way of the Cross, and it gives you all the prayers that are said. And you can do the Way of the Cross in your own privacy of your home if you want to.
Or even after Mass one night, if you're there, like if you can't make it to the actual when your parish is putting on the Stations of the Cross, you could walk around
and
your own
parish
and have a look. Yeah. And maybe it gives us a new light for some of us who haven't done it before. Oh, that's what those pictures are.
Yeah,
understanding. Around the church and understanding of why we have these things, because everything we have in our churches has
for
a meaning
reason.
And is there.
Yes.
But sometimes we either haven't experienced it or maybe it's been a long time. Like I remember doing it a lot in primary school, but then probably didn't do it for a number of years.
Yeah.
So just that remembering of why.
And it doesn't matter which one you do, if you do the traditional or if you do the scriptural. It doesn't matter. Like I said, it's understanding what happened on that day.
So we hope that you're able to do that weekly challenge this week by taking some time out to either go to your parish and do the Stations of the Cross with your parish community, or hopefully you can do it during your week. So we hope that you have a really great week and a blessed week, and we look forward to chatting with you again next time.
Bye, everybody.